It was another rough, tough day for the RTÉ board and management yesterday at the Oireachtas Media Committee as the full scale of the financial hole faced by the broadcaster, the shortfall in licence fee revenue and the cost cutting necessary to shore up the organisation becomes ever clearer. It was another examination of the many failings of the past, but also a setting out of a painful future with tough decisions and changes to come, and among them, and with immediate effect, a recruitment freeze and an end to discretionary spending in the organisation. All options are on the table, Director General Kevin Backhurst told the committee, around the sale of the Donnybrook campus, which is currently being valued. A deficit this year of 28 million as licence fee income continues to plummet. A restructuring plan for the future of the organisation due in October. Carúla Síochán is the secretary of the RTÉ Trade Union Group and he is here in studio. Good morning, Carúla.
Good morning,
when did you and the trade union group know that there was an immediate staff recruitment freeze and an end to discretionary spending?
Yesterday morning at 11 o'clock, another bolt from the blue, unfortunately, Mary. This is again about engagement. We knew nothing about it before the email from Kevin arrived. And we'd been given assurances. We had a meeting with Kevin 2 days before he began his official appointment, and we're given those assurances. And there are long-standing vacancies. The implications of a recruitment freeze. There are long-standing vacancies in the organisation that need filling, and a freeze will have detrimental impact on workers and their ability to do.
Let me come back to that, and the impact it's going to have. But really, it could hardly be a bolt from the blue. He has said. Everything is on the table, you know, top to toe this organisation is being looked at. So was there an inevitability to what is happening now?
Certainly not in terms of what I've heard. When everything has been on the table, a recruitment freeze had never been mentioned to my recollection. But the consequences of recruitment freeze as well have implications for career progression inside an RTÉ. And there's a gender aspect to that as well. When the gender pay gap report arrived last year, RTÉ, as part of their response to it, promised that they would be making efforts to provide greater career mobility and greater opportunities for women in the organisation. You mentioned that everything is on the table. There are lots of demands being made of RTÉ, and I understand that Kevin Backhurst has to answer those, but there seems also to be a sort of a tone of almost vengeance, effectively calling for the gutting of RTÉ, for the sale of Montrose, for staff to be fired, for budgets to be slashed.
From where?
In certain tones of the political sphere. And regular RTÉ workers haven't done anything to precipitate this, yet seem to be, again, picking up the pieces or calls for them to be punished collectively, despite it being really resting at the door of senior management.
I suppose I'm wondering, from the public's point of view, you know, watching television, listening to radio, what difference does a staff recruitment make to the quality of the service that the organisation can offer?
Well, I mean, for years now, staff positions have not been filled, and so everyone left on the floor is picking up the extra workload. And I think management need to sort of realise this. Staff have won a considerable amount of support in the public, that it was nothing to do with them, and have continued to do their day jobs to the same standard as before, while all this noise is flying around at their head. And I think management need to realise that there is capital to be made there, and to engage with staff and to work with staff to get RTÉ back to where it should be.
You didn't know that this freeze was coming. How much negotiation is now taking place with the group of unions in RTÉ about the future of the organisation and this plan that's to come in October?
Well, I don't know, I mean, about the plan to come in October. There is engagement happening, for example, on the scoping document in terms of register of interests, and staff and through their representatives are engaging positively on that. We were also engaging positively on a change to monthly pay. And staff surveys are underway, and we will engage on staff engagement groups. But we need management to start talking to us, and they need to engage with us. They can't continue to drop things on our plate and read about it in the papers.
Have you had any discussions around a voluntary redundancy scheme? I mean, that was mentioned yesterday, although the financial cost of something like that would also have to be factored
in. No, that hasn't been part.
The issue of compulsory redundancies would be very much far down on Kevin Backhurst's.
Well, yeah, he mentioned it as being a last resort, but yeah. I mean, at what point do we reach last resort? That's what staff are thinking. How far down the road is that?
But in terms of the public looking, and they hear about, you know, car allowances without any checks as to whether a person has a car, has a driver's license.
This is something the unions have been questioning for a long time.
They hear about additional allowances to 1,100 or more staff worth some €4 million. They hear about 160 or more different grades within the organisation. And they wonder, is that necessary and why that has happened?
I think it's a cultural change or a culture that persisted for a long time. I mean, there are allowances that are legitimate that people have earned for you know,
and these would be allowances
clear
that
reasons.
You and the trade union group would have fought for.
Correct, yes, but not necessarily car allowances. There are different kinds of allowances, and some of them seem to be questionable.
And do you think some of them will have to be relinquished now?
Well, I think some of them will have to be certainly investigated and analysed and seen to be perhaps not necessary.
All right. Well, we leave it there for now. Cúrlas Síochán, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this morning.